Culture 2. Exercises 4 and 5.
I took my prisoner to my secret cave on the other side of the island and gave him food and drink. After that, he went to sleep. He was a fine young man, about 25 years old, tall and well built, with a kind face and nice smile. I decided to give him the name of Man Friday, because I first saw him on a Friday. I began to teach him to speak English, and soon he could say his name, master, and yes and no. How good it was to hear a man's voice again. Later that day, we went back to my first house. We went carefully along the beach, but there were no boats and no cannibals. Friday was a quick learner, and his English got better day by day. He helped me with the goats and with the work in the cornfields, and soon we were good friends. I enjoyed teaching him, and most of all, having a friend to talk to. This was the happiest of all my years on the island. Friday and I lived together happily for 3 years. I told him the story of my adventures and about life in England, and he told me about his country and his people. One day, we were at the top of the highest hill on the island, and we were looking out to sea. It was a very clear day, and we could see a long way. Suddenly, Friday began to jump up and down, very excitedly. "What's the matter?" I asked.
"Look, master, look!" Friday cried. "I can see my country. Look, over there!"
I began to think about escape. Perhaps Friday wanted to go home too. Perhaps together we could get to his country. But what then? Would Friday still be my friend?